Who's your daddy?
Boom! We are off with another episode of Who's Your Daddy, the podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Alan Snyder, here with my boy, making AI too small. It's Zach Elias. What's up, buddy?
AI is small. He's like 5'8". I don't know. I told you, you want to say this week? So when Chelsea Piers opened, I'll go quick. They did some promotion. He was there with some guy named Q. And his words were, yo, Q, wear my rock. And then he throws him a basketball. So this is Georgetown educated Allen Iverson. And then we got to play one-on-one with each of us. He popped a shot over me and he missed. So there's that. I defended him.
Who's Your Daddy, the podcast. Tuesdays, we do it live. Saturdays, we post it later. We are growing as a show. We are happy that people give us a good rating. Share the episodes if you're listening to it. But next time you see a janitor, somebody cleaning something, do us a favor. Tell them to listen to the show because we like when you love us, but we love when you hate us.
I love what our key demo is. McDonald's employees last week and the janitor now. Like next to us, a plumber. Like where do we go from here? Some bus driver who's like, you know, on suicide watch? What'd you tell a lawyer or like a doctor or something? I had that tonight, matzah pizza, Marlene. It's great. It looks beautiful for the photographs. You take one bite, the whole thing is tits up.
Got a great episode planned for tonight, but before we get into tonight's episode, why don't you tell everybody what you are drinking?
Manischev.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I had some for the first time in forever. It was so sweet.
Yeah, so I bought it because I'm allergic to nuts, so I had to make nutless Horoset, which you called me out on Facebook after I commandeered your sister's lovely post. So we made that, Zoe and I. Essentially, what we made was Jewish sangria. It was delicious, but you could get fushnicken on that stuff. I think I put too much in.
I appreciate that there's next to nothing I could say to you that offends you. When I was writing that comment, I'm thinking, is this too much or is it funny?
No, I think it's funny. And then I responded, and now we have a thread going on their picture. Fantastic. By the way, I've said, I hate parties for me. I am happy to make your party about me. I don't need one for myself. I'll ruin someone else's just because it's a Tuesday. What are you drinking?
So I guess one of us is keeping the holiday. The other one is not.
Although I do cheat on beer. I had beers last night. This is more just for show.
Staying with the Ross Brewing Company from Monmouth County, which is local to where I live. It is a Manasquan wit beer, Belgian-styled wheat beer with orange zest, lemon zest, and coriander. I really should have did this one last week for the zesty episode. Didn't put that together. It is not a ton. It's 5.1% alcohol, 16 IBU, 3 SRM, which I have no clue what that means.
SRM? Swirls per minute?
The P and the R are not the same. Release a Kraken. Coxum,
yeah. Right back at you, Rothman. Up 2-0.
So clearly I'm not keeping the holiday. Mm. You know we're struggling to get Milo to eat
Bulls?
People.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your Capitals. Go on.
Before the series start, I was trying to get somebody to bet with me. I was going to take the Rangers. They're terrible. Caps made the playoffs minus 37. Like, get out of here with that goal differential. Mm. Last night, I had some pasta for dinner. And Milo, who wouldn't go to bed because that's what he does, he's like expressing interest. So I look at him and I'm like, dude, you can have anything. And then we gave him some spaghetti and he ate it a little bit. Didn't help with the sleeping. But he ate it.
Didn't calm him down or
no.
Was it spaghetti or lo mein?
You know, Zach, I don't appreciate you didn't get my too small reference. Do you know that's like the new burn in the NBA is when you hit something and you kind of tell the other team that they're too small to guard you?
Never heard that.
Yeah, because you watch the playoffs, Mr. Knicks over Sixers, but you don't pay attention to nothing.
I pay attention to I watch almost every damn game. I have never seen DiVincenzo call someone small.
It's a thing.
Well, what team?
I know Giannis does it. I know Trae Young does it. And somebody did it too.
Trae Young has your hair. Line
in a good way,
sure. He's like wispy, it's terrible.
Like most things, Zach, you and I, we put out an episode, we do this live, and then what happens the next day or two, which I had
story of the year,
pretty much. Well, I don't know if it's a story of the year, but it was a pretty big deal that your girl Tay-Tay dropped a new double album. At one was at 12, the other was at 2 a.m. It was called the Tortured Poets Department, 31 songs, which I assume you have no idea what I'm talking about right now.
The only double album for me is the Smashing Pumpkins and The River from Springsteen. Those are the two you can't miss.
The things that I do for our podcast listeners was I went ahead and did it my best job to get through it. Episode 226, calling this one the Tortured Listeners Department.
You listened to 30 of her songs?
31 songs. The only 31 things that should ever happen are Baskin Robbins 31 flavors. I got through maybe half.
That's a lot of songs.
It's so bad. And I'm not one of those people that's like, I'm too good for Taylor Smith. Like, I love her. 1989.
You know who's too good for her? Courtney Love annihilated her. So yeah,
you're like Madonna now, but you're not good. You just like destroyed her.
Like for you, you're Mr. Punk Rock 80s, this, that, and the other. You would never give any of her. I'm telling you that there are songs, there are albums she has. She has bangers. She has at least like 15. When is she going to get back to making good music?
Seeing the Black Crowes on Saturday. That's a passion project for a party of one. I'm dragging these two idiots with me.
I don't get. She's on top of the world. Zach, we're old enough that we've lived through this with other. Other people have been on top of worlds as far as music, as far as popularity. You sit front row at the Oscars 1 year, never heard of you in 3 years. When is she done? What is it going to take?
I don't know, but you know who I like quietly? Kesha. On top of the world, can't miss. She's good. Kids got talent. I don't know.
Do you know at bachelorette parties, they do themed stuff, like they all dress up like or do whatever. There's been some good ones where I wish at Julia's bachelorette party that all the girls did like, I'll dress like one thing of Alan.
Boy Love Club?
For, is that an Asian joke?
Yeah. Google it.
For the one Julie just went to, they all dressed like Kesha.
That's not bad. Joe Babe sighting. Bottoms up. L'chaim.
Bottoms up to Joe Babes. Love her. I've never had a bad night with her, ever.
I had one, but I performed badly.
Jesus Christ, Zach. Terrible. So I went ahead and texted multiple people who I know love Tay-Tay. And I said, when is she going to start making better?
Who the hell do you know that loves Tay-Tay?
A bunch of my friends, girlfriends that nobody you care about or know. Doesn't matter.
None of those guys.
Queen of Staten Island, Queen of Scream. What do you want from me? Like the people that I know that love Taylor
Rose
Smith.
Penis?
No, he wouldn't care about her. So I said, like, when is she going to make bangers? And the answer I got was, she's in a different era right now, which I respond, the only era is the era of making shitty music.
So like, she's essentially made her hits and now can make whatever she wants. Yeah.
And she did
Billy
that.
Joel did that too, and they still kicked ass.
Okay. But her new album sounds just like the last one, where it's a lot of whispers. It's the same shit over and over again. It's just like little anthems for little girls to spend their money and scream at.
My little girl's not spending that money. Not spending my green on that.
Oh, here's the fun one I learned this past weekend. A cousin of mine you don't know, Aunt Sheila's daughter's son, won 4 Tay-Tay tickets for the Hard Rock in Miami. Sold 2 of them, 28 hundo a piece.
Yeah.
The other two. His mom and sister are going to the show.
The word for that.
$4,500. Like, and there's a kid who's a sneakerhead and loves jewelry. I'm
at
like,
at that
bro.
Point, you sell them all and tell your mom to figure it out.
Yeah. It'll be on Disney or Netflix at some point. I don't care.
Won't, and you'll be 10 grand flush. Who cares? You're good.
Right?
Go buy a pair of Trump shoes and call it a day.
I've sold things on StubHub before. I don't think I paid taxes on that money. Statute of limitations. I'm good at this point.
Absolutely. Hope you get audited. I hope someone in the IRS is a huge closet fan of this and you get audited. Oh, would I be in my glory?
What I would do, I would easily go to jail for a year if the show blows up because the IRS is listening. Do you know the publicity I would get?
You'd be a shot caller. I watched that recently.
I would buy a Ford Bronco for 1.2.
With Jamie Lannister. I watched that movie. The Bronco is game used. Gotta be done. But you can't just display it. You gotta drive it. It'd be the only car.
I don't think people are smart enough to know that that would be the car.
Whoever gets it, bang, just fire. Okay. 1 out of 10, you're the man.
That's very much a pickup line. Like, for you to be in the OJ Bronco, that's a thing. I would.
Yeah, except, like, hope that girl's night ends better than Nicole's did.
Hey-o!
What's Kato Kaelin doing these days? I always liked him. I always thought he was going to be bigger.
Hopefully still shred Gnar. Who knows?
Yeah. That's the reverse Larry and Leon. OJ was Larry and Kato Kaelin was Leon, just living with him.
No, it's the same dynamic culturally. You're just going for skin color. I don't see color, Zach.
Please.
For the podcast, you asked me how my son was doing. And you and I, last week, we got through a whole podcast Wednesday night where he slept the whole time. And then since then, has had a stomach bug. And my life has been an absolute hell.
Why can't this kid just be cool for a month?
He's so great when he's great, but he's just not all the time.
Poor bastard.
We did have a moment because, you know, he usually sleeps in bed between us. And at some points in the middle of the night, I'll grab him. I put him in bed, but I set up a barrier of heavy boxes, making an L from her side of the bed all the way around to where my feet go. Seems in case like he's cool in bed. It's basically what it was. Meanwhile, he wakes up in the morning where he usually kind of like goes between us. You know, he'll bite me. He'll pull her hair. He does his thing. He wakes up the morning, first morning home. He looks at me. He looks over, doesn't see Julia, but sees the boxes, looks back sad. And I turn and I said, this is what divorce looks like, buddy.
It's about right.
If you don't get your shit together, this is going to be every day.
Yeah. Except, you know, you'll get them on just that one Wednesday and every other weekend.
I tell you though, when it comes to getting a divorce, at this point, being a single parent, Julia can come back and say, I did the Raiders. And I'm like, well, he's a lot to handle. We should probably stay together for the kids.
Yeah. I was single for a couple of days. I walked home and Jenna was screaming at me because it was a pan in the sink and Zoe did something. I wasn't really listening. I just got yelled at for no reason. reason, but we figured it out because I'm not doing that shit again. You can yell at me all you want. I had it for 4 straight days.
That's how I feel right now. I'm a little infatuated right now with the Trump case. This is a really big deal right now. People are up there just singing like canaries.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He's Teflon. He gets away with everything, but they are singing like canaries. And then the judge says, like, don't you want to go to jail? Like, you essentially challenged him because if he goes to jail, he's the new Jesus. Like, oh my God. He essentially, like, the martyrism.
Does he win the presidency from jail?
Oh, yeah. In a blow.
You think it helps?
Orange jumpsuit, gold sneakers. He's gold. He's good to go.
That's like, I know you and I, we've both seen the movie The Saint. The best line in the movie is, in order to be a saint, you have to die.
Yeah. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Nuclear fission? I think we're doing that now.
I think I saw that in the theater in a hot minute.
It has my number 2 on there, so, you know.
Huh? Val Kilmer?
Elizabeth. Yeah. Val Kilmer. Okay. Hear me out.
Liz Shue is your 2 behind, what's her name, Bill?
Yeah.
No complaints.
Okay. Is it a smoking gun, flaming gun? What's it when you have the piece to win a case? Smoking gun?
Smoking gun. A flaming gun is like down on Christopher Street.
Could have been your parrot nickname, Zach.
Could have been.
If what I learned was the NDA that Stormy signed does not hold up in criminal court, she comes into that courtroom, which I assume she's going to be subpoenaed because that's what this whole thing is about. If you're her, you have 2 options, right? You, A, just let it all out there and he's going to jail. He's going to jail like 100% if that's what happens. Or the best thing possible for business is you keep your mouth shut.
No, she's going to lay it out there because that's not the best thing possible for her business. Her business is publicity. When's the last time you saw Stormy Daniels porn? You even ever heard of her before this? Were you hip to her oeuvre?
No, but if she makes
one tomorrow that's courtroom themed, you're watching it.
No. I don't do themed. I just know that like when it first happened, I was.
I love a good satire. Satire with nudity, you can't miss.
Do you watch the Fuller House when they do these remakes on? I try not to, but
sometimes that is the rabbit hole, and sometimes I get more engrossed in the nonsense.
Oh my God, something that was on my list to talk about that I X'd off at the minute because I go, how am I going to fit this into the podcast? Ready for it? Walk into a patient's house the other day. He's watching Frasier on the TV, which I've seen 0.0 seconds of. He's an older guy. And I look at him, I say, oh, Frasier, a lot of people like that show. He goes, yeah, not as good as Cheers, which I've definitely seen. And I say, yeah, I agree. He says, it's a shame that all those people are dead. And immediately I just go,
I think none of them are dead.
So I'm pretty sure the old guy coach is dead in Cursey Alley. Those are definitely 2 people that are dead from the show. At which point I tell him, I said, I'm pretty sure they're all alive. And he goes, no. What about the male guy? I said, John Ratzenberger?
Alive.
He's still making Toy Story 7 right now, but couldn't remember his name at the time. So I'm sitting there going like, no, Cliff Clavin. So I Google Cliff Clavin actor and it came up with 2 results. It was John Ratzenberger and Evan Stone.
Who is Evan Stone?
They say if you can name 3 male porn stars, you have a problem.
John Holmes, Evan Stone.
Ron Jeremy, done.
Oh, yeah, later. Fine. Yeah.
Exactly. When I saw this, I didn't even click it. I took a screenshot of this knowing there was clearly some Cheers. Like,
I sent the screenshot.
I was waiting to tell you on my podcast. And then before the show starts, I go, there's no way I can even fit this into the conversation. So
if I had seen the Cheers porn satire, I probably would stuck with it. I love the good fake realtor ones. I mean, it's perfect.
Oh, God. That is no. Oh, my God. I'm not doing this. I heard that, Zach. That's
excellent.
So you're saying she comes in. This is your prediction because I assume this is happening next week or 2. And you say she just comes out and goes, this is it. Because remember she went on Kimmel like the night it all came out and she was very, well, if I did, I couldn't. But then if I would, I wouldn't. And she was very wishy-washy.
Yeah, that was 100 years ago and a real NDA before. This is now it's at if anything goes. This is going to make her career. Books, movies, you know, like.
Nah, I think she's a one-name.
Margot Robbie is Stormy Daniels. Like, come on.
She is Boardwalk in the the Donald Trump story.
Yeah.
That was a callback. Yeah. Is Zach feeling jerky? Eat some quirky.
Okay. Keeping in the vein of porn stars.
No.
You have this?
I have something. Don't. It is my number 1 submarine.
Ryan Garcia?
No, but how do you know who he is?
Tonight's story. Ryan Garcia spotted with 2 different women in Miami after getting engaged to a porn star. And then you don't get a better headline than that.
So I brought him up on the podcast before where he had a kid and then an hour later divorced his wife.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
He also had a great weekend. Did you see the knockdown he had?
I did not, but this is something
the boxer right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He had a massive upset where he knocked some guy out. He also went extremely viral last week, but go on.
Maybe he did, but he's also now engaged to Savannah Hannah Bond. I'm not hip to her work, but maybe she's in Cheers. And he's also was spotted with two other absolute knockouts after getting engaged. They're like, he's making out with them. It was a whole thing. Reggie Bush got his Heisman back.
Saw that. Thoughts?
So good for him. Where do they keep it? They just keep this thing in like a storeroom somewhere in case it works out? OJ's Heisman.
Well, I don't think when they took it away, I think it was your pinkies up.
Mm-hmm.
When they took his Heisman, when they think.
No, they took it away. They take the thing away from you. It's gone.
Okay. I assume it was destroyed or they have 8 million of them. They can just make another one and put a new plaque on the front. Who's checking the actual font?
Me.
I saw this meme today where they took that back and they said, when are they going to overturn that perfect game that Jim Joyce blew?
Yes. That they should do. They're overturning things, but not the Sixers game because that wasn't a foul. Eat a bag of
pizza. They've already come out and said it was. You can't overturn results. You know what the worst was? Mm. Orioles had a day game today in LA and the game ended on a Joe Adele caught stealing. Where I'm watching with Julia and I'm a non-biased fan. I said, oh, he was very safe. At which point they show us every camera angle. He was on the base as the tag is touching him. At which point the Angels feed are like, okay, so this will get reversed. It's going to be man on second. Call stands. Game over. The Angels announcers. This is garbage. This is absolute garbage. It was the most non-biased. And I'm
dying. I love
that
you're the Angels feed.
I told you when I watch, I don't get to choose who the people are. So anyway.
I do what really bothered me. I saw this on the news. I couldn't even find an article, but people are flying to Disney World for the day. They are from flying where? Out like one guy from Chicago, from New York. People, it's becoming a thing. You leave at like 3 a.m. You get there at like 7. You do the whole day. You fly out that night. It is insane. You've got to be out of your goddamn. They say it's cheaper than staying over and doing it twice. And
well,
you got to
be out twice is not an option. I'm just one of those. I pay for two hotels easily. I fly in. I stay a night. I fly out. I waste 3 days.
Maybe. Good for you. So did you see what happened with Camilo Duvall?
The camera went out?
Yeah. The camera went out. The closer for the Giants, they do something similar to what the Braves do when they turn the lights out on you. When the closer comes in, all the lights in the place go out. They didn't sync it up to the music well. They turned all the lights out right as he was throwing his last warm-up pitch, which anyone who watches a closer warm-up, the last one's the one that loosens the arm. He threw a bullet at the bullpen catcher in the dark. The guy apparently was okay.
I saw this. We don't know if he got hit or not.
He says he's okay. He said he didn't get hit. But Jesus Christ, the guy throws 102 miles an hour in the dark. That was mine.
These guys get hit with pitches all the time. As long
not
as my
when you
face,
don't see it coming.
My face and my nards are protected. How bad could it be?
Couldn't be great. I guess
to be a bullpen catcher, whatever he makes a year, I'll take 6 of them.
Yeah. Speaking of catcher, so the reason I was complaining my knees hurt today, I blew up the pitcher playing catcher in our softball game last night.
What a dick.
Posey style. I didn't mean to. It was a bad throw and a bad attempted tag. He missed it. He didn't have the ball, but I got thrown out. I got called out for blowing him up. He turned in. No, not thrown. I just called. The ump was dying. And we won the game. But literally, we collided. And then the two old guys just lay there, like holding everything we had. My knees both hurt so much. I went home and iced them like Jake Taylor. Joe Biden reads the word pause full on Ron Burgundy style in his speech yesterday. 4 more years, pause.
I hate to say it because we had the nicest Seder ever. The people that invited us. The Seder leader read a couple of things in parentheses. It was like, turn to the people. Oh, it was God. Bad. It was really bad. Everything was great, but it was one of those things where
we did a bullet fast Seder to get through the meal to watch the Knick game. Did you see a man dies after setting himself on fire outside the courthouse for the Trump thing?
I did see that, but I don't think that had anything to do with
who cares? He did. It was a protest. You want to light yourself on fire? I'm not putting you out. You do light yourself on fire. Why do you need to go to a hospital? Like, you want this is what you want to do? What's his end game?
I think he had mental problems.
Well, whatever. He put himself on fire. There's that. Did you see Aaron Boone get thrown out for nothing?
Okay, on my list. I saw it.
Hysterically surprised.
But keep in mind, he started. He was chirping, and the ump was like, one more, and you're done. At which point, he's looking into center field, and a fan started. A fan said something.
The look on his face was incredible.
He goes, It wasn't me. And the ump goes, I don't care. You're still out. It's bullshit. That's absolute
insane.
Bullshit.
You gotta punch the ump. So this was stupid. The 355 ballerinas broke some stupid record being on... Why are there records for stupid things like this? For being on point? 353 set a Guinness Book of World Records for standing on their toes. Who the hell cares? Why is this a record? Why don't we have a record?
There's all these stupid... You can literally make something up. Like, on The Bachelor, they did the longest kiss ever. Who cares? You just say something.
You and I could beat that. Let's go. Why are these records? They get money for records?
I think
do the good people at the Guinness Corporation pay you?
You're telling me you wouldn't, like, on your tombstone, Guinness Book World Record holder?
Perhaps. I'd want that
If you're bored, grab the book. look up the bunch of them that you go, oh, I could do that. There's a lot of them.
The number one story of the week. Are you familiar with Christy Turlington, the actor, the model from the day?
Who was she married to? Billy Joel?
Me. I don't know. No, that was Christy Brinkley. Christy Turlington was a beautiful model in the day.
Okay.
She has an 18-year-old son.
Good for him.
Yeah. He's on the basketball team. For the opposing team was handing out to the crowd nude pictures of his mom to heckle him.
Awesome.
It is unbelievable. She even said, I'm surprised no one did this earlier. It is perfect. Everything about it is just incredible.
Okay. Goes back a long time, but we've talked about this. Everybody right now who's putting their hoo-ha up.
She looks pretty good still, but.
People who are on the OnlyFans and doing all this, women positivity, body shaming this. I'm all for it, guys. Make that money, boo-boo. But what's going to happen in 5, 10, 20 years, it's out there forever, man.
It's written in stone. It's written in pen. Yeah. So there's hundreds of pictures at the high school games of her his mom naked. They're like holding them up. I don't
think about that as much as I think about that Cheers movie that we were talking about. The women in there having kids. I can't imagine.
Yeah. What would you do if you were playing a game and there's a naked, someone holding a naked picture of your mom?
I think I would find it funny because I'm at that stage
now,
of my life.
At 18?
Now.
No, at 18 you'd like probably start to cry. Like, what do you do?
I was about to say, I think you don't fight everybody. You probably cry.
Yeah. You've just lost. It's over. Like, just knock the king over. That's what I got.
Hey, Zach, what you watching?
I'm watching a lot of basketball and baseball and Yellowstone still. And I watched the Dave Attell thing because I was a single parent for David Attell's funny as many. And he didn't know how to land the plane. It was a little long because
it was like, it was like 35 minutes. Right, I couldn't just like
he didn't have material. The recorder thing, he plays the recorder. Oh, he's shockingly good at the elementary school instrument, but
he wasn't good at it. It was bullshitting the whole thing other than the actual hot cross buns.
Yeah, he played something.
So what were your thoughts on the recorder ending when you say he didn't land it or that 3 minutes at the end? What were your thoughts?
I just didn't need it. Like, either end the thing or tell another, you know what? Write another joke. Like, that went so long, that recorder. Like, do crowd work. Because when he went into the crowd and did the recorder thing, that was charming. No complaints about that. The seals thing,
I thought the seal thing was beyond stupid. I was just watching it just to see what happened. I thought the recorder bit, the fact that he had them all under the seats and then the one person had the dildo made me die.
That was hysterical.
I thought the rest of the, like, starting at that point, I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah, but his actual comedy portion of it, about as funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was pretty good, right?
When he called SeaWorld Aquatic Auschwitz, I was done. That was the greatest thing anyone's ever said. It's incredible. And Yellowstone. Now, I have a question about Yellowstone. Is that what it goes on in Montana? Like, I have no confirmed kill. You have one, at minimum. But they kill people all the time in a modern setting show. One guy's being shot, hung, like driven out somewhere and shot in the face. Like, it's insanity.
I don't know all the specifics. I can tell you when it comes to the on the res stuff, that's forever and ever. It's just, it's kind of like inner city when people say, like, you know, another black kid dies, cops don't care. Well, out on the res, there's just not a lot of policing and there's too many people and people go missing. It happens all the time. I don't know. I don't know specifics.
And that's what I've been watching. I heard The Gentleman is good. Haven't got it.
I told you about it.
Other people have told.
It's fine. It's good. Like, the ending, fine. Okay. I can't beat the Dave Attell. I can't. But I watched something I'm calling the perfect comedy special. It's up my alley. I was starting a special on like Thursday or Friday night where I just wanted to watch like the first 10 minutes because I think Neil Brennan is very funny. He tends to do a lot of I'm depressed and real stories. And when I saw him at the Comedy Store last year, 2 years ago, it was Murderer's Row and most of them bombed. And then he came out and goes, I hear you guys are having a bad time. I'm going to dig you out one joke at a time. And he did. So what he prides himself on is being just no fat. Like, every word is intentional. And I don't know if you even know who he is.
He
started a little show. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called The Chappelle Show, where him and Dave, most of the premises, like the real world, the racist draft, that was Neil Brennan and just Dave executing. Watch his new special. There's some great concepts in it. There's just no fat to this comedy special. Maybe like the first 5 minutes, which I was like, eh, I was going to watch 10 minutes and I couldn't stop. There's so many funny bits. And he does a whole thing on sports where I'm like, it's up your alley. That being said, it's a solid 8.5 out of 10. You're never going to cackle the way Attell did, but you're never going to sit, but you're never going to look at your watch. I promise you, you're going to start it. And then you're gonna be like, I'm just going to watch 10 minutes. You'll finish the whole thing. I promise.
All right. Pretty good. Well, was on. That was an 11. Then it went down to a 4. But like, when he was going, it was just an assault of jokes.
I was laughing hard looking at my roommate who was kind of smiling.
I was alone, tears coming to my face.
Yeah, pretty good. Pete, Shadoo of the week. I only got 8 candidates. I've been busy and you've been a little bit of a slow week.
Week. It's all Trump and it's all like protests and shit. And I just can't.
Why do those people like hummus so much? The people in Colombia, they like hummus? Like, what's up with that? I like hummus as chickpeas as much as the next person.
I don't know about all that. I just don't know why, like, don't they have anywhere to be at noon on a Wednesday? Wednesday? Because I sure did.
I did and I didn't.
Who's funding their day?
You.
I hate myself.
Candidate number one. The Eagles are going down to Brazil to play in a football game as the season comes up.
Yeah.
They are not allowed to wear their home green jerseys because apparently that's the color of the jersey that wherever stadium they're playing in, the rival team wears that color.
You know what? Have the game in Argentina because they won't give a fuck. If that's what they told me, great. You just lost my business. I'm going to Chile where I can wear whatever I want.
What if they go to a Spain? Because I had a friend of mine, a patient, a Facebook friend, went to a Spain and they posted a picture of their lunch where they put all the tourists at one table and they brought out a bowl of paella that everybody just kind of eats out of at the same time. No. Not to mention, it's like everybody got one scrimp, which you could tell like where the scrimp was on top of all the paella. I'm just sitting there going, how do you not just like start eating other people's scrimp? Like, oh, you were going to eat that? Sorry.
It's a bowl free for all. Have you ever had wings with me? We'll order 40. I'll have 22. You'll have what's left and we'll split the bill equitably.
Yeah, you'll pay for it though.
Later that night.
Last week, I told you about Baby the Reindeer. You still haven't started it, but you will. Keeping with theme, your boy, Harry Styles, had a little bit of a stalker issue. He had a stalker that for 1 month wrote 8,000 handwritten letters to him.
Wow.
Stalker, sentenced to how many weeks in jail?
I'm almost impressed. I mean, he should be he should be sent to a monastery to write Bibles or something because this guy's an animal. Carpal tunnel? How long in jail? For 8,000 letters? 7 weeks.
14 weeks in jail.
That's a lot of time. He's going to have a lot of writing.
Yeah, who do you think is going to be getting more letters?
Yeah, exactly.
On the way down to Maryland this past weekend, I was with Shelby and her lovely child, my child also crying in the back seat, where we got her son a Happy Meal.
Which child?
Baby, yes, the younger one. Andrew, Seth, and Ezra. There's three children.
Yeah, they're all sad and in bead jerseys. Getting Iverson like a man.
The little one is in the back seat. We got him a Happy Meal.
Did it come with a mixed pizza pack? Because that's a Happy Meal.
Do you know what type of dreck they put in Happy Meals these days? No. It used to be like a shitty plastic toy. They gave this kid a cardboard box with cardboard cards of random bullshit in it. I'm going, how do you even play with this?
What kind of cards? Like it wasn't even like,
no, it was, it. I took a picture of one of them. It was just some random caricature doing nothing. It was so ridiculous and stupid. I think I took a picture.
Insane.
It says, Just Dance, Boogiesaurus. That is the Happy Meal toy.
They stole my nickname, Boogiesaurus.
Candidate number 5, Aaron Boone gets ejected. We covered that. Candidate 6, I am at a somewhat observant patient's house yesterday, and on the table, I posted this as the sorry we couldn't make it last night, was a s'mores Manischewitz kit. What about just break the matzah in half, go buy some Mount Marshmallows and chocolate and go make some goddamn s'mores? Why do we need a s'mores kit?
Not, I don't know. It's not rocket science. God bless Joe Biden's America.
I understand that matzah can be somewhat hard to cut and break, but we're not talking about doing anything.
No, it's not. It's perforated. Just like a graham cracker. Just figure it out.
You literally, you go crack, crack, and it'll come out just as good because we've had a s'more in our day before. A perfect graham cracker. After that first bite,
it's all,
exactly, right?
The whole thing's
all right. Let's get down to the two better ones for this week. This is a, I was with them, but let's call it a viewer write-in. And Shelby said, did you hear about Bonnie Blue? I said, I have no idea who that is.
Wasn't she in the Cheers parody?
OnlyFans model who went down to spring break and...
Did she fuck 105 people or something?
120 of her fans got a night with her and she came back with $250,000. Who's the dummy here? Her?
Nobody.
Any of the guys or just the last guy?
The last guy.
Right?
Yeah, no one's... It's all fine. I mean, but was she just turning the tricks? Because this is...
Spring break is how long? Realistically, 6 weeks? Like, from start to finish? Like,
no, it's like a month. Maybe not even.
Do the math on that. A month, we're saying 30 days, so you're going four a day?
That's not that bad.
Huh?
I mean, it's not ideal. I can't
four
go four
a day.
Times in the day anymore, but like, she just has to lay there. She didn't have to do it much. The guy did all the work, I'm sure. Just a grunting.
Yeah.
But you came for a good time, not a long time. Let's go.
My favorite story of the week. Just when you thought it was safe to consider AI as the future and that we shouldn't be worried, they are officially holding a Miss AI contest. It is a computer-generated image that creates their own social media, and they are measuring them not on their looks, but on their outreach on the internet and how many people they can get engaged with them.
No, it should be based on their looks.
Well, they're all pretty hot. Here? Doesn't this feel like insane?
This is iRobot. This is Skynet.
This is T2. We're at Terminator. Terminator at this point.
This is Skynet, but with a sash. So who won Miss AI? Can I see?
I don't think it hasn't happened yet. I'll send you the link.
Can I vote?
Eagles jerseys banned in Brazil. Big bowl of wrong paella. Harry Styles stalker gets 14 weeks. McDonald's Happy Meals are officially horrible. Aaron Boone getting ejected because a fan said something. Not him. S'mores matzah kit. I don't get it. Just make it yourself. Bonnie Blue goes through 120 fans. And Miss AI. Zach, who is the Pichadu of the week?
Miss AI, I think. It's bad.
Speaking of Miss,
and such, just because I watched Shock Horror the other day because it was on the Rewatchables, and I looked up a little more of Jamie Lannister, whatever his ridiculous long name is.
Costa Waldo.
Yeah, him too. He's married to Miss Greenland.
Good for him. He's
good
Danish.
Good for him, but like, wait up. Hey, I'm Jamie Lannister. I'm Miss Greenland. You're going right to her. Like, what does that even mean, Miss? You've just forgotten about him. That's such a more interesting fact.
How long they've been married? Is this in the last couple of years, or he's probably been with her for 20 years?
No, last couple of years. Since she was Miss Greenland.
Yeah, but since he's been Jamie Lannister?
I don't know, but like, that's a great little fact to drop at a party. Miss Greenland? It's such a random country. It's brilliant.
I bet she's not ugly.
I've looked her up. She's a smoke show.
Who's Your Daddy the Podcast? Thanks for listening to tonight's episode. We had fun. Zach taking Milo for his first haircut this weekend. Tell me why I shouldn't give him a mohawk.
You should. Or like a mullet. Like Yager hair.
If you don't think I'm doing something crazy, at least like, just give me the first one where you just shave half of it. Do you ever do that when you're shaving your beard where you go, let's just see what a Hitler stash looks like before I take the rest of this off?
Almost always. But then I'll like go in. No, but then I'll just walk back in like I don't even know I have it. Or I'll do the handlebar, or I'll do mutton chops, or the old timey inventor. You just take this off. But usually I'll just walk in like, how's it going? Problem? And Jenna just loses it.